In a potential U-turn to significantly scale down reciprocal 145% tariffs on most Chinese goods, U.S. President Donald Trump's shift in tone has broken the ice and soothed markets. It comes in the backdrop of a vast array of reasons, including the intervention of top executives of U.S. stores and companies, following shortage of products, substantial pressure from U.S. states, allies, and international institutions, and above all, a unified political system and resilient social norms in China. The U.S. president's floating Trump card is fading, pointing to a potential U-turn on the issue of staggering reciprocal tariffs on China. It appears to mark a rhetorical climb down after weeks of tough posturing and tit-for-tat retaliation that sent tariffs beyond 145%. It sparked new fuel for sinking stocks, money and commodity markets, and financial partnerships around the globe, creating hope for global economic stability and financial sustainability. The recent arbitrary imposition of U.S. tariffs has seriously infringed upon the legitimate rights and interests of other countries and severely undermined the rule-based multilateral governance system. A widening gap in important policy measures among the ranks of Trump cabinet and serious concern shown by corporate supporters, economic advisors, and strategists have forced him to blink first for a reduction in tariffs and engaging in negotiations. Moreover, increasing risks of recession, high inflation, decline in foreign direct investment, slowdown of revenues, shortage of essential food items, and increase in unemployment and poverty have dealt a blow to the Trump administration. On the other hand, the Chinese leadership has come up with a very tame reaction, showing utmost political resolve, economic resilience, social unity, and diplomatic wisdom. Chinese have a more unified, hardened, and disciplined political system and resilient social norms than the U.S. administration to withstand a trade war. Definitely, they own a true and people-friendly governance system which is grass-rooted, consultative, productive, and participatory. Its private sector has a firm belief in the socialist economy, community development, balanced social development, rural and urban, innovative digitalization, AI and modernization, giving it a considerable comparative advantage to mitigate socioeconomic, geopolitical, and geostrategic shocks and internal adjustments. Undoubtedly, it has a highly developed and remarkably agile supply chain, which consists of a comprehensive modern industrial framework, encompasses 41 industrial categories and 666 subcategories, making it the only nation globally to cover all industrial sectors and positioning it as the factory of the world. China has a modern industrial sector with the necessary infrastructure such as 5G and cloud services. Factories in China have surpassed those in many developed nations in terms of automation.